It's 7 o'clock, everyone. So it's time to start the meeting.
All right.
I'd like to welcome everyone tonight at our Boulder Town Council meeting, Thursday, December 7th, 2023. We will begin our agenda with the Pledge Allegiance, begin our non-diocese say. Would everyone stand, please, and take off your hats?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Next, we're take a look at the agenda. I do want to address one thing on here. Line items number 11 and number 12 have to do with the fire protection, fire hydrant maintenance, and the Boulder Farmstead Company invoices. And we are going to postpone that. We have more information that we have to gather. And I think what we'll do is have a work meeting mid-January sometime with the new council and discuss that. Hopefully we'll have all the information together and can address that. And then we can vote in February which way we want to go. So we'll take both of those 11 and 12 we've been postponed. Other than that, I think we're okay. Does anybody have anything else they want to talk about on the agenda?
I'll make a motion that we approve the agenda as presented.
I'll second it.
All right. All in favor?
Gladys, yes.
Tim, yes.
Conrad, yes.
Judy, yes.
Elizabeth, yes.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Oh, and we do have a quorum. Sorry, I didn't mention that. We have Elizabeth on Zoom and, of course, Conrad, Zoom, Gladys, and myself, so we do have a quorum. All right, conflict of interest disclosure is next. So according to the approved agenda, if anybody does have a conflict of interest on this approved agenda, please state it now. Okay. All right, department reports and for the council and administrators. So, Conrad, do you have anything?
Nothing that I know of.
Okay.
They were all silent. Well, we're good.
All right, thank you. Jim?
We need to get two culverts for the cemetery for each one of the exits out there because it's digging two big old ruts going down the side of the road right there. And then I know the water company is getting ready to put in another culvert above the fence line right there, just so we can stop all the water coming down from coming out of the water water area up there.
Okay, so how long? You want to get Jeff and let her know, and then she can order.
Okay. Jim, I never thought with it, but no, Preston said he was back.
He'd put them all in for it. So, and then our fire truck is fixed. So, they also have fire school coming up, I think at the end of January, something like that coming up close. So they're going to be asking for money and everything for the new or for the thing next month for it.
Okay.
The dump is still completely slam packed.
Have you heard anything at all from
it? No, last time I talked to him, he's still recovering. So I haven't heard anything else from him. And there is nobody else that I've tried to get hold of Cedar City. I've tried Dwight's over in Richfield.
Okay. So, could you maybe just give him one more call and then that way you'd have something to tell the new put in that to get over the dump?
Yep.
Okay.
And then the dump also needs to be redug. We've already done, let's see, three digs almost. Well, this will be the fourth dig in 2 years. And we were running out of space up at the dump. So we got to talk to the county to see if there's any way we can extend our property going southeast off of the dump right there. See if we can actually expand more of it because we're going to lose our dump pretty soon.
Are they running into shallow? Is Sam running into shallow?
All the way on the very south end of it. He hits it. And Sam's back was out of commission for the next 2 weeks. And it does need to be dug again. Me and Jess are talking about it. So
it can get lighter then. Of course, it's winter. Maybe so.
Maybe.
It cannot. But it's I'm looking into it.
Okay.
We're getting it.
Okay. Cool.
Okay. So, Jim, let me ask a question. How come we're filling out so fast? What do we need to do?
I don't know. There's so much stuff that's being brought into there from like different, and it's not even building materials. It's like people tearing apart stuff, or their sheds are being torn down, or like Stacy's house is in this one. Like there's a ton of stuff that's all in this one pit that's completely.
Is this the one they just dug?
Mm-hmm. And so I don't know what to do for it. There's just a ton of trash coming from Boulder.
Do you think we need to start charging people for this? Is it maybe they do a little bit more so things about?
Well, if we did.
Well, put there, and I know that the question was, then they'd start dumping somewhere else.
Well, it goes in the dumpster, and that's what, that's what the county is worried about.
Okay.
So if it doesn't go up there, then it does end up in the dumpsters, and then everybody else pays for it too.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do for it up there.
Well, I guess all we can do is put word out again of what's accepted in the dump and maybe
post it around. Ask Dave if there's a way that we can actually extend our, get a new lease from the Forest Service to see if we can actually cover the ones that, like I said, on the southeast corner of it when you're pulling in. So.
Okay. We'll put that down for the new council member that is in charge of the dump.
Is nobody doing their rentals for the trash containers that we talked about requiring any building and dismantling that is supposed to not go up to the dump? People aren't following that ordinance?
Well, some of it, like Stacy's house, when it burned down to the ground, she can't get something for that for her, so I had to go into the dump. Different sidewalks are up there, like people's different sidewalks have been broken up, or just different things like that, that just, it's not required to put into a thing, so.
Okay.
All right, we'll get through the day of these that we can do, and maybe we can put notice out again what's acceptable and what isn't, you know.
Well, I think one thing, if we could figure out a way to actually burn all of the lumber with the burn pit, because I don't see what the problem is burning the, if we throw the lumber in there with the burn pit, we'd eliminate half of the stuff going into our dig pit. They already allow plastic bags to be burnt with leaves in them inside the burn pit. So I don't understand why we can't burn some 2x4s or something that's already. So that'd be one thing. Ask Dave if we can change it, because I think it's with the Forest Service estate. But if we could change that, then it would eliminate a ton of what we've inside our berry pit.
I know some of the concerns have been glue on wood and stuff like that, you know.
If they're burning black or white plastic bags and there are leaves in them, then.
Mm. All right. Like something we're going to have to talk about. And it does. Okay. Gladder.
Thanks, Jim, for taking care of the cemeteries. The business community is starting to form a little business association, which I think will definitely help. County council really didn't have anything real exciting to talk about, but it would be of interest to the town. The cemetery plotting is now on the town website, right?
And right in this moment, it's hanging up right there.
Oh,
I just didn't know where to put it. So okay. I didn't get it back, but it is hanging up right there.
Okay,
as well.
That's all.
Okay. The only thing I really have, and I didn't get the tree committee thing, but I did take a quick peek at it. I know. They just had their meeting, and this spring they'll be, with Arbor Day, they're going to start their, hey Dan, you were there.
Yeah.
What else did you have on the minute?
10,000 tree initiative.
In Arbor Day, is that going to start on the Arbor Day?
It'll be one of the kickoffs, yeah.
Okay, anything else?
I could look at my gun.
That's I was going to quick pull it up, but I couldn't. And then they were trying to get their hours together. I remember reading that they were working on their hours for service and cutting and doing those kind of things. They also talked about wanting to get, I think, a budget from us. Well, not mainly a budget, but what we put into getting the trees cut. So they have a general idea about that. That was the other thing. Okay.
And the arborist is, you're still trying to get him to come over to do the survey of virtually every single tree on street roads, town roads.
And I have the map. I contacted Constance and I'll give it to her Saturday. So she said one way or another we'd get together and get that map. So. Okay, good. Other than that, I think that's everything that I have. All right, Jessica. Huh? Oh, sorry, Elizabeth. I apologize. Go ahead.
No, you're good. Let's see. The Boulder Arts Council, the Burning the Elk Community Photography Exhibit, it will be opening on December 21st to celebrate the winter solstice and holiday season. Garfield School District, I'm currently accompanying the sixth grade students from Garfield County School District on their field trip to Washington, D.C. It's been really amazing. Today was a very packed day. We did the Arlington Cemetery and did the wreath ceremony at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. We were at the Holocaust Museum. We then did the tour of the Peterson House, and the students are currently at the historic Ford Theater watching a show, and I was there, but found out right moments as it was starting that I had submitted comments for tonight's meeting, but they weren't being allowed to be read, so I left in here. The library will be closed on Saturday, December 9th. The volunteers will instead be selling baked goods and hot drinks at the holiday market. Planning Commission. Let's see. The Planning Commission, they've been very busy. They've been doing work in regular meetings. They're implementing best practices following the recent Jurassic Parliament training. The commission is currently focused on roads and road standards. The work meetings aim to meet state changes in subdivision ordinances, which are requiring some of the general plan goals covered in the subdivision ordinance to be moved into the zoning ordinance. Lee Nellis has presented possible zoning changes to help ensure future development planning with the average lot size option, attainable housing, ways to preserve open spaces, agricultural options, and sensitive land issues. The commission plans to bring all options being discussed to the town council before starting on any ordinances so that there's explicit direction from the town council before they move forward. Next week's planning commission meeting will be Peg Smith's last meeting as the planning commission clerk and recorder. She's been serving our community in this position for almost 19 years, and her wealth of knowledge, support, and expertise in informing the PC of their duties and the procedures they must follow will be greatly missed, and we thank her. I also just kind of, I don't know where to put this in, but I just want to take an opportunity to express my gratitude to the community for allowing me to serve as a Boulder Town Council member for the last 4 years. This is my last meeting of my term. Representing the community has been an honor, and it has reinforced the value of consistently applying rules and procedures, as well as the importance of listening and advocating for people, regardless of whether they share my views or have opposing opinions. So thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Elizabeth. All right, next on the agenda, review of Rodney's rules. Oh, Jessica, do you have anything else to add? Do you have anything that you need to talk about?
No, I think so.
Okay. All right, do you want to give us a little?
Just really
listen. I know. Do you want to pass the Roberts rules tonight, or what do you want to do?
No.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I think just a quick
about the Roberts rules as we went through that training. It was such a good reminder of, I think for both council and the public, that in a regular meeting such as this and an open meeting, that this is a time when the public makes their comments, they're here to be heard, but this isn't a time of discussion. And so when you ask a question as a public member, you may be looking for an answer right then. It feels like that time that you have access to the council right in front of you. But it's actually not the time. So you ask your question, and then later on, either through email or through a phone call or something else, is the appropriate time of when that will be asked. And then on the same time for the commission or for the council, to take note of that. You know, if someone is asking a question, you know, they may say, Gladys, about the cemetery. And that doesn't mean you have to answer right that second, but make sure that it is addressed at some point. And giving everyone the time to come up with their answer, you know, like it isn't a discussion, so you don't have to have an answer right then. Take the time to be able to answer in an informed way. And so just remembering that as we go into these meetings, it's a time of discussion for the council members. But when we're talking about public comment or public input, we want that, and it's definitely heard, but it's a time for the council to hear from the public, not necessarily to answer back. And I think that's for both parts. You know, like I feel like the council, you don't know what someone's going to come to the meeting with, and you don't know what they're going to ask. And so it gives you that time, that clarity to know that you don't have to answer immediately. Take that time, research it the way that you're supposed to or need the time to, and then you can answer that. But it isn't a time of like discussion back and forth during that. And that's also why public comments are three minutes. Like you say your comment, even if there's a question in there, ask the question. It's the most, you know, appropriate time to have that. And then know that if there's a question asked, it'll be answered later, either through email or through phone call, something like that. So.
Good. And our public comments will be for 30 minutes, no longer than 30 minutes, 3 minutes apiece. So. Was that it?
Yeah. Can I just add one thing to it? I think this is awesome. I think Gladys originally brought up the idea to do this each time. And obviously it's up to the council as they come in January moving forward. But I wonder if it would be helpful if the topic was shared ahead of time and or Jurassic Parliament that put on that training that we all attended that was so excellent. She puts out these really great short articles, and sometimes if you posted it so that way people could reference it, especially now that our meetings aren't are just being what was done, not what was said. And so that way people can go back and it can continue to be a learning opportunity for the community.
All right, thank you. And that's true. All right, we will now open public comments, and we'll start with the room first and then move on to Zoom. I think that's the best way to do it. Okay, who would like to make a public comment? Okay, Blake.
Yeah, make sure that mic is turned on. Thank you.
Hi, it was Blake Spalding. I'm too loud. Move it away. Who's loud? Just very briefly, I want to thank Elizabeth Julian. I feel very well represented by her. I'm grateful for her service. I want to say for the record, once again, that Hell's Backbone Grill and Boulder Mountain Lodge request that the pathway start above our driveways and not block our access at any point through construction or otherwise. And then I also want to say that in speaking with Gladys and Conrad at length, you know, what makes sense to us as longtime citizens and people who work with both the community and the town, that the pathway be a loop rather than a straight line that terminates in Nicole's parking lot and terminates at the town park so that somebody can walk the whole thing and be back at their car. So from our vantage point, the logical place, if it's really going to happen to start it, is the white spot in the road where the gate to the town park begins, and we, the business community, don't wish to be connected to the path. We wish to not have our situation further complicated beyond the double yellow lines that already exist. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, anyone else?
John Barath here. I would just like to use this opportunity to thank the outgoing members of the town council. It's a small town. There's a lot of work that needs to be done. I hope that you'll be all continuing to be involved with the town government in various ways as needed. But thank you very much for your service.
Thanks, John.
No, I can never figure out how to raise my fucking hand.
You know, Tina, you're unmuted.
Vicky Stepcatmull, I just want to thank Jim and Elizabeth for their service. And I know it's not easy to sit up here and do what all you guys do. And I just wanted to thank you guys for everything you do do. And you are very much appreciated.
Thanks, Jason.
Okay, Jeff. Good evening, Jeff Sanders. So I noticed on the agenda that there is a vote for the path, but my understanding is that as of October, we were authorized for that money, and there is no real vote that needs to be taken.
So
we're not asking questions back and forth.
That's true.
So what I'm hoping for is that we can finally put this into kind of committee, where we can figure out the details, or it back into the planning commission where it should have started, so that the details of this pathway can be figured out, as opposed to just being floating around in the discussion board, get some things on paper about what we're actually going to get done. So my hope is that we can move it forward rapidly. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else?
Are you?
Oh, Sam.
Oh, this is I just everybody pick on me when I come up. Sam Stout, and I wanted to talk to you about the park committee.
Would you speak up into the microphone for those that are on Zoom? I know how it is.
you don't need to hear anyway. But anyway, we're going to try to have a meeting on the 15th and appoint new members to the park committee. And anybody interested in it can put their name into Laura DeMay. It'll be posted on the post office, and we will have a closed meeting and do a secret ballot, basically. We have to appoint two people, and Jeff Beal is an alternate. So we need to appoint, I believe, two members, possibly three. And today I had a discussion with Lisa Vargas about, she got some puppy mittens or something like that, whatever they are. I mean, they're for picking up dog poo. So she wanted to put them down there, but she wanted to make sure that the park committee was familiar with it. And so we're there, and we also discussed one more thing. The tree committee's done a great job, and one of the things I noticed that when Pam and I walked around there, the trees, they've been putting limbs around them to keep the weeds and stuff down. But I think that what we ought to do is at some point, either through Garcane, the pit we have by our bathrooms down there. It needs to be, when Gartine comes, we need to fill that up with chips. Or we need to rent a chipper and chip some of these branches up that we're getting out the dump. We could actually put a chipper out there and be able to provide those chips for the park or anybody that needs them. But I think right now, if we can get Gartine to dump whatever they get when they come and trim the trees down in our pit, then the tree committee could use those around our trees. So that's what I got to say.
Thank you, Sam.
I would like to think that it's a lower priority than people would call in. So if there's still time within your house, I would like to be there, then I'll speak. But otherwise, I'll get it down.
Anybody else in the audience? Doesn't look like it. How about Zoom?
Katie and
Okay, you'll have to tell me who it is because I can't see that.
It's Katie Coleman.
Katie Coleman.
Hi there, Katie Coleman here. I submitted a letter to the town and Jessica nicely enough told me that it would not be read, so I'm here to read it myself. And I do want to thank all of the town council members and the mayor for serving our community. Dear Boulder Town Council, I have concerns about you voting today on the concrete pedestrian path. I feel strongly that you do not have all the information needed to make an informed decision for all of us. You are planning on spending $46,000 of our road funds on the proposed concrete pedestrian path. That would be approximately 300% or 3 years worth of funding for our roads. Our roads need repairs and upgrading more than we need a concrete path. If you were to spend the money on the concrete path, how do you plan on fixing the town's damaged roads? What are your plans for the future road budget factoring in also the maintenance of the concrete path? Is there an emergency fund for road washouts and such? Do you have any numbers at this point that reflect an estimated maintenance expense of the concrete pet path, including removal and replacement or upgrade in 20 to 30 years from now? Because eventually it'll need serious help, I think. The general plan serves as a foundation and guideline document, and it states that the town planning needs to meet the needs of the community. Is it an option that you have your constituents vote if they want a concrete pet path or if they want their roads maintained instead? Obviously, there isn't enough money in the budget for both. There's also plenty of controversy if the pet path is what our tax money should be used for. Three of the four town council members' terms are terminating at the end of the month. Let's give the newly elected town council members a chance to take a fresh view at this topic and consider the wishes and needs of their constituents and review their limited budget. The existing pedestrian path is very cute and suits Boulder well. After all, this is for all of us. Thank you.
Thanks, Katie.
And then now Nancy Tosta.
Okay, Nancy.
Oh, just kidding.
What was
Sister
it?
Acosta. Sorry, wrong person. I just read that wrong.
Who is it?
I don't know.
Who else has their hand up?
It says Sister Acosta.
Okay. There's one up on top too.
No, it's the same thing.
Oh, okay. And so what's the first name?
Your Sister Acosta.
A sister?
Just says Sister.
Okay. Acosta, last name Acosta.
Yeah. No.
Oh.
Are these general comments? Comments about anything?
Hello? Can you speak up a little louder? We can't really hear you very well.
It's hard for me to speak up. Can you hear me?
Yep.
So are these general comments just general comments about a specific thing or just general comments?
It's just a public comment. Anything you want.
So, something needs to be done about the ice storm on Highway 12. With this ugly 25-foot-tall fence adjacent to 200 North in the backyard of the Johnsons. Are you following me?
Kind of. You keep cutting out.
It's my voice.
I'm pretty sure I know who this is now.
Is it possible for you to type your chat in the chat box and we can read it out loud? Because the connection isn't very clear.
No, it's my voice. I can chat. Oh.
I now know. So it's Cindy Wilson who's speaking. Sorry, just her name is, her married name is Y.
Oh, okay.
And it's because she, yeah, her voice is not, she lost her voice and hasn't regained it all the way.
So Cindy, are you able to type it in the chat box and someone in the meeting can read it for you since your voice is struggling so that way we can still hear you? I mean, have your comment.
Let's adjourn.
While she's doing that, if any,
we'll just run up there really fast.
Is anybody else in Zoom have a comment? If you do, raise your hand now.
Laura,
wait for Cindy to finish, or
we can also give Keith the time. There's no one.
Else. Keith,
oh,
you want to
come the time.
Oh, wait, somebody else raised their hand. Good. Daryl Fuller. Good. Daryl?
Daryl, whenever you're ready, you can go ahead.
Is it good?
No, this is Daryl. No comment. Sorry, that was a mistake.
That's great. Thanks, Daryl. Cindy put hers in the chat, so let me... something needs to be done about the 20-foot fence that can be seen from the highway or from Highway 12 behind the Johnsons that violates the town ordinance on fence height. Do I need to file a formal complaint? And we don't need to answer that. Thank you, Cindy.
Thank you, Cindy.
Yes, I need to file a complaint.
Huh? Just can't hear anything, Cindy. Sorry.
Yeah, and Jessica said she would address that for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks for stating it. I'll follow up with you.
Yeah, she'll follow up with you.
Does she have anything else?
I think that's it.
Okay. I'm Keith Watts, and I sent this letter to the town council. So maybe you've all read it, but I want it just to be in the record so everybody hears it. And it concerns the Boulder Town Pathways. And I start out with an overview and then I give my personal recommendations. The Boulder Town was awarded the UDOT grant for its Boulder Town Pedestrian Path Project. All other five towns that applied for the TAP non-urban grant proposals were fully funded as well. Although the proposed path is having it ADA accessible, which means it's at least 5 feet wide. An ADA path, when I looked it up, can be 3 feet wide with turnouts every 200 feet to allow people to pass. That would be an attribute, but it doesn't appear that that was required in order to get the grant. They granted everybody fully. So I think there was a lot of money. If you put in for grants, my interpretation is that you got the grant. Boulder's proposal made no mention of being a bicycle path. So the 8-foot wide path shown on the proposal seems excessive. The proposed concrete path in Plan A is not located in the best place for a bike and pedestrian path, in my opinion. I think that it would be better on the other side of Highway 12 where you could go around the curve without having to cross the Burr Trail.
Boulder Town is responsible for up to 6.77% of the contract, $46,000 plus, and matching funds would be taken from the road B and C funding. It's unclear if this money might be better utilized on other transportation related projects, such as the Boulder King Estates road upgrades, the lower Boulder Road repairs, or lots of potholes, getting a machine to cut weeds along the Boulder roads to make them to reduce fire hazards, or other pathways. Some UDOT grants do not require matching funds. For example, the school grant, you don't have to have matching funds, and anything within a mile of the school, which include all of the path on here, could be maybe funded without having to dip into our own limited funds. Might make sense to use these instead. Proposed concrete pathway through Boulder Town Park and onward to the government yard is not supported by many of Boulder's citizens. 125 people signed the petition against this plan. A major concern is that this plan did not have any public input. It appears to have been solely designed by Jim Catmull and Jones and DeMille Engineering. Jones and DeMille Engineering stands to make over $100,000 on this project, so can't be expected to serve as an unbiased source of advice. However, they might be willing to help us come up with an alternative plan. An original plan, quote unquote, called for this path for a pathway connecting Boulder Town Park to Anasazi State Park via the Boulder Town Hall property. This might be a more appropriate pedestrian path, ADA path. Jessica said she would post this. It was something that came up with previously.
It's also been 3 minutes.
Have I spent 3 minutes? So I guess that's all I'll get. Okay. I do, you'll find, are you going to be posting all these, adding these letters?
They already are.
So you can see the rest of my comments elsewhere.
Okay, thanks, Keith.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And maybe I'll just state, just so that everyone knows, so all public comments came in. I just continued it on the feed under. So when you're on the website and you go to town government, the letters and comments, there's a section under there that says the pedestrian path information, and you'll see all the public comments. And so all of them have been attached under there. So if you're wondering, and I put the updated date. So if you sent something in after that, just know it might be that it hasn't been updated yet. But as of today, everything was updated as of like 3 o'clock today. I think that was about when I updated them, just so that everyone knows where those are at.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks, Elaine.
Okay, this is Elena Hughes. It seems like there's some interest in this maybe going to Planning Commission, and just as a member of Planning Commission, I think we'd all probably be happy to take a look at it. If we wanted to do it through that channel and bring it to Planning Commission and then have more public input there and then bring it back here, if there's time for that in the process, it seems like there's interest in that. And yeah, I think we'd all be happy to take a look at it. And it seems like that might be the best way to go forward.
Thanks. Hey, thank you.
Elena, with what are you talking about?
Oh, the path.
Thank you.
All right, anyone else? Very good. Public comments is closed. All right, next on the agenda is the Planning Commission vacancy. With John Barrent coming to the Town Council, we'll have an opening on the Planning Commission. So Jessica will put it out there, it'll be advertised. And so anyone that is interested in that position, John, is that 3 years left on yours?
No, I'm entering back the
end
this year. I had a 2-year term.
Oh, so it ended this year.
Yes.
Okay, very good. So it'll be a 5-year term then. Okay, because you filled in, right? Okay, gotcha. All right, so it will be a 5-year term. So anybody that is interested in the Planning Commission seat, send your email to Jessica along with why you would like it and your qualifications, and we will address that in January. We definitely will choose somebody because we want the Planning Commission up and running in January, as well as the Town Council. So, anything else you want to add to that, Jess? Can you think of anything else? I think I could. All right.
Maybe just to state when she says send it to Jessica, it's the folder Utah at SC Internet.
Yeah,
the .net Utah. Email.
Yeah, good.
TC still has its days of not working, so.
All right, deputy clerk position. We have two applicants. We have Lacey Allen and we have Alyssa Thompson. Is Alyssa Thompson here?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, Lacey, we would love for you to come up and just tell us who you are and give us a little bit of your background and your all your kudos.
Okay. I'm Lacey Allen. I've lived in this town for almost 9 years. And I have a lot of experience in business and management, but I really wanted to kind of get involved with the town. I applied to be on the planning commission and I think that I really love this town and I want to be involved somehow. And I thought this would be a nice kind of easy step in, perhaps, maybe not easy. I know a lot about computer work and I am good at time management and I have a lot of skills. I'm really easy to communicate with. I think I could be an asset, some capacity.
Okay, thank you. Did the council get a chance to read her email with all? Okay, very good. All right. Well, right now we are going to all entertain a motion to come out of the public meeting because we're going to go into an executive meeting to discuss this.
Before we do that, can I just make one comment? I just thought this is a good opportunity to bring up. I know we discussed it when we were hiring for the clerk position back last winter when we were able to get Jessica in as our clerk. But the clerks ensure public meetings are conducted openly and transparently following all the open and public meetings. And so there's a lot of, maintaining records and posting recordings and all that. And there is the Utah Municipal Clerks Association. And I know at different points, our previous clerks were a part of it. And so I think it would be a good point at a recommendation, for the town council moving forward in January on as we hire new people to utilize that association since it provides various educational and training and certificate programs to help the clerks improve their knowledge and skills as well as benefiting the town.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate it. All right. Would someone like, I'll entertain a motion to close this meeting, the public meeting.
How are you all? Are you doing a separate Zoom with me, calling me? How are you? Going
gosh, to- you're so needy. Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. So I know what I'm doing.
Will you tell me how should are I call you?
Like you can do like a subgroup on a Zoom call and put me into it, but I don't know if you know how to. That's how Michela used to do it. So I just need to know what to do.
Can I FaceTime you?
Yeah.
Can we do that so I don't have to try to figure that out?
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
That's perfect. I just wanted to know before because we can't talk after until we're in there. Thank you.
We don't have the one little phone now that we can push the button and, I call it the spaceship. We don't have the spaceship.
We still have the spaceship.
However, I don't need to see, it's fine if I can, but if it's just a phone call, just whatever I just wanted to know how I was getting in.
Let's do that. I will call you from my phone through FaceTime.
Okay. And what I'm going to do is turn off my video and my mute on Zoom, but keep myself in Zoom, but do the other one privately.
Okay. Perfect.
Okay.
See you soon.
Okay. Question. Do we have to close the regular meeting or can I just make a motion we go into executive session?
We need to close the meeting and then make a motion to go into the
executive. I'll make a motion we close the regular meeting.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Gladys, yes.
Jim, yes.
Connor, yes.
Judy, yes.
Elizabeth, yes.
All right. Now we have to go into the executive.
Okay, now I'll make a motion that we go into executive session.
Second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Gladys, yes.
Okay.
Jim, yes.
Connor, yes.
Judy, yes.
Elizabeth, yes.
Okay, see you in a minute, Elizabeth.
So we're going into the cone of silence, right?
Yes, dear. Jen Bach, also, I read your email as we're speaking. I'm looking into it, so know that I see it. I remember it.
All right, I'll entertain a motion to come out of the executive meeting.
I'll make a motion to come out of the executive meeting.
I'll second it.
All in favor of coming out of the executive meeting?
Gladys, yes.
Jim, yes.
Conrad, yes.
Elizabeth, Judy, yes.
Okay. I entertain a motion to come back into the public meeting.
Gladys will second it.
I make a motion to come out of the public or go into the public meeting. Say that.
Oh, okay. I make a motion to go back into the
public. I'll second it.
All those in favor to go back into the public meeting.
Gladys, yes.
Jim, yes.
Conrad, yes.
Judy, yes.
Elizabeth, yes.
Okay. I'll entertain a motion.
I make a motion that we hire Lacey Allen as Deputy Clerk, Revolver Town Him.
I'll second that.
Okay, the motion has been made to hire Lacey Allen as our Deputy Clerk. All in favor?
Gladys, sure. Yes.
We're trying to do Robert's rules as best.
You over there.
Did you?
Jim, yes.
Conrad, yes.
Judy, yes.
Elizabeth, yes.
Okay, welcome, Lacey.
Wait, now the question is, would you like to actually take the job? Okay.
You made some question.
Yes.
You made it.
Okay. All right. So now we are down to the public hearing for the ordinance changing average lot size requirements. So I'll entertain a motion to go into the public hearing.
I'll make a motion to go into public hearing concerning the average lot size adjustment requirements.
I'll second it.
All right, it's been moved and seconded to go into the public hearing for the ordinance changing average lot size requirements. All in favor?
Gladys, yes.
Jim, yes.
Conrad, yes.
Judy, yes.
Elizabeth, yes.
Okay, the public hearing is open. Anybody that in the public that would like to, John, do you want to give a quick overview of that? So right before, just a basic, and then we'll...
Okay, John Brand speaking on behalf of the Planning Commission. What this ordinance does is allows everything that's currently allowed. It doesn't require anyone to do anything differently, but it gives landowners an option that if they want to take a parcel and preserve the agricultural field or preserve open space, instead of taking, say, 20 acres and chopping it into 4 5-acre lots, which is the only thing our ordinance allows them to do, they want to subdivide. You would have the option of doing 3 small lots, 1 acre minimum, which to be adequate for septic, and then keep the balance of the 20 acres as a single open space parcel. I say it very briefly, what it would allow a landowner to do is sell lots to get the revenue they need and yet keep their pasture. So it gives some flexibility. This came up with the conceptual proposal for the Full Moon Farm subdivision, the property there along Lower Boulder Road, where the owner admitted she didn't want to make it 5 big lots, but that was what the ordinance was pushing her to do. So I think it will benefit a number of projects that are in the conceptual stage right now, and I'd urge that it be passed. One thing I'll mention, there has been some concern about somebody trying to do this multiple times. I think the language we have come up with Lee Nelson's assistance makes it very clear This is, the average is based on the parcel as it would exist at the time the ordinance would be passed. So it'd be like as of January of 2024, you can do an average of 5-acre lots, but you can't come back later and say, well, I did one lot, now I want to do this again, and then come back and do it again and again. That I think we have prohibited. But if people have concerns that we're not clear on that, I think the wording might be able to be improved. So that's it. I'll turn it over to anyone in the public who has the comments.
Okay, thanks, John. Do we have any public comments on?
I didn't give this to you because I gave it to you last time. Anybody
in the audience? Okay, go ahead.
It's different for it just has to be about this.
Yeah. Keith Watts, I think it's a great idea. We wanted to have clustering where we keep our open space in pasture and try to group smaller lots, which would be useful. What's the problem with 5 acres? It's too small to farm and it's too big to weed. So if somebody had a 1-acre lot, then they'd be able to maintain it. 5 acres. I've done a lot of tumbleweeds. So I it's got my full support. I think you guys did a great job.
Thanks. Okay, go ahead.
This is Blake Spalding again. And I wanted to say that I know a number of people who have big chunks of land, and an option like this would be really appealing for them insofar as being able to make housing that's also, or properties that are more affordable for younger families or people who are trying to start out here, even people in this room that I know who are wishing that they could have land. I was fortunate enough to rent for a long time a property that's 1 acre, and it is such a lot to take care of, just the 1 acre. And I think what I see within the staff house that's 5 acres is that it's really, as Keith said, it's very hard to keep it from not becoming a fire hazard if you don't, because there's no one here that you can hire to move pipe for you particularly. I mean, there's a couple, but they're too busy. And so out of town people end up just kind of abandoning what should be green and cared for. And I think if there was common space and smaller housing, it would really serve the long-term needs of the school and having children and young families and something closer to affordable housing and something closer to reduced fire danger. Thank you, Planning Commission, for your hard work on that. I feel extremely supportive of this measure.
Thanks, Blake. Anyone else in the audience?
Hi, this is Jennifer Gerens. I had no intention of coming up here, but I thought, well, if they have any question, there's a lot of people who support this. Don't have any questions. I certainly support it. I think it's great. I thank you so much to the Planning Commission for all the work that they did and all the comments that they got. I, you know, spoke to the Planning Commission, said how much I appreciated it and supported it. And I think it's great. And I really hope that you will support it as fun as the town council. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Anyone? Oh, go ahead.
I just, Tessa Barkin, I just want to vote my support for this ordinance and give a reminder, because I don't think it was said tonight, that at the community forum, this option was incredibly popular. That's the reason it came to the town council, was because so many people marked that this was an option that they were interested in seeing in Boulder. That's all. Thank you.
Thanks. Thank you. Anyone else in the audience? All right. Anyone on Zoom? It doesn't look like we have any. All right. I will entertain a motion to close the public comments.
I will make a motion. We close the public comments.
I'll second it.
All in favor of closing the public comments?
Gladys.
Jim, yes.
Gladys, yes. Judy, yes.
Elizabeth, yes.
Okay, thank you. All right. I make a motion to go back into the public meeting. Or I mean, I entertain a motion to go back into the public meeting.
Would you like to turn on that?
Oh.
I'll make a motion to go back.
Right there.
Second.
Gladys will second it. Okay. All in favor to go back into the public meeting?
Gladys, yes.
Jim,
yes.
Yes.
Judy, yes.
Elizabeth, yes.
Thank you. I think we did. Robert's really proud. All right. Now let's take a look at it. I hope you all took a look at it. I read this thing, I don't know how many times. I really like it. I really believe that as a town, we're going to have to make some changes through our ordinances to be able to help our open spaces, and I think this is a good start. My one thing about it was making sure that 10, 15 years down the road, the town wasn't going to be liable. And I know they do this in a lot of places. That's why we gave it to our attorney to make sure that we were covered as a town. So
my question is, did the attorney say he thought it was okay? Because I have the same concerns.
Yes,
down the
road. Yeah, me too. I think it's great, but yeah. I just know that I was in like a property owner. I put myself in those shoes. What would I do? You know, let's face it, maybe down the lane somewhere, that ordinance might be changed again. So, as long as we're covered now,
people are going to be wanting to see that 1 acreage or whatever versus what everybody else is talking about 5 acres. You're looking at greenbelt taxes versus regular taxes.
Yeah, that's true. But the guy with the big parcel they'll still be keeping their greenbelt.
Yeah, but the people buy them won't.
Well, that's true. But they'll be down on an acre. But that's the decision if they.
Hopefully they've got the money to say, hey, we'll just pay the taxes.
That's hopefully.
So.
All right. So let's just take a look at the first page. I'm not going to read all through this. We've all had an opportunity to look through it.
And if you don't, it's what's up on the.
Yeah. And so does anyone have any questions about page 1?
Uh-uh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What am I looking at?
Uh-huh.
I pulled it out of my bag.
Are we good with page 1?
Yeah, it's the last.
I did not give it to you today. That's not the right one either.
Jim, have you got something on page 1?
Yes.
All right. Do you want me to go ahead?
It's all right. You want to read it?
You have a question.
Oh, no, I don't have it. Sorry.
That's what we're saying. No. Is there anybody that has a problem with page 1? Okay.
Yes. Yeah. That needs. Yeah. All confused.
Okay.
I got you.
All right. Let's go to page 2. 153.011 and on. Does anyone have any questions about page 2?
Nope.
Okay. I don't need them. Moving on to page 3. And the one thing that John said, our ordinances, they're coming in compliance with the legislature by the end of 2024. So this is an interim. A lot of things will be changing. All right. So page 3, any comments? Elizabeth, do you have anything?
No, when I do, I'll let you know, but thank you very much.
All right, nothing with page 3. What about page 4? Development standards. Okay. Moving on to page five. Lot size averaging. Any questions on page five?
Yep.
Okay. All right. I guess we're good. They've done a good job on this, and he pretty well answered any questions that we had along the way, because it was kind of scary at first when we saw that, but I think it's a good deal myself, too.
So if there was no questions or concerns that came up in the public hearing, none of us have any suggested or revised changes, nor does the attorney. Can we make a motion to vote and approve it?
Well, we don't have the vote on here, but I don't know why not.
It's not. The topic is on there.
Not on the agenda.
It says just discussion.
Just discussion. We should have put vote and possible discussion. I honestly didn't
think. Not just explicitly say vote, or can it just be the topic on there as far as Robert's rules go? I thought it was just the topic itself, and then if a vote is called within that topic, that it was allowed.
I'm not 100% on that, John. Do you know?
I think the issue is that the substantive agenda items need to be on the agenda 24 hours in advance. So you probably will need to hold up, put this on the agenda
for the vote.
January.
That says vote for, okay. All right. So we will. We'll have to vote on this in January.
Thanks for the clarification. I just wanted to check.
Okay. Thanks, Elizabeth. Yeah. Okay. So then we will put it on and vote on it on the January agenda. It's pretty simple. That is something we're going to keep our January agenda as small as possible, because we have so much to cover with all the new members and the swearing in and the different classes that we have to speak about. But we can put this on because it'll be simple. So we will. Okay. All right. The housekeeping ordinance. The housekeeping ordinance is pretty simple because we went over it. There were the main things that were changed. I will go over real quick. John had on the very front page where it says a private driveway. The original one said a private driveway provides access to one or more lots or parcels. And the attorney changed it to a private driveway is a roadway recorded as an easement after tenant to the land serviced properties. And John didn't like that particular wording. Now, what do we want to do with that? The other stuff is real simple, but we do need to decide how you feel about that.
I want to just say maybe too, since John is in the audience, maybe to ask him to make,
is there a reason that you wanted it? Maybe that way you could explain it to everyone why you, you send us the message, but it would be good if everyone.
The context is that we've now changed the definition of a private driveway twice in the last 2 years. This would be the third time we've changed the definition, and we're in the process of revising the housekeeping ordinance. So my feeling was more that we need to think through this whole issue of private driveways and private streets and relative to the standards for town maintained streets. So I felt at this point, why change it a third time let's figure out what we really want to say. So my recommendation was just to strike that changing of the definition of the private driveway. But I think it's much more important that tonight we get the housekeeping ordinance passed, because there's some timely items that do need to be passed. So I don't really have strong feelings, but that was my objection, was just that we'd already changed it twice in 2 years.
Well, it seems to me, and if we had to do that, John, we could just put, since it started that way with what we had and the attorney changed it, we could change it back and still pass it because we've got the other ones. Should be a simple, I mean, it's nothing that has to go back to the planning commission.
Right. Yeah, that's what I wanted to say too. Yeah. I think it's, that was a change from the attorney. And so it's just saying that we do not accept that wording from the attorney to keep it as it was presented by the planning commission.
Yeah. So we go back to the wording that was in the ordinance as it was written at the planning commission hearing.
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
Can that get read just so we're all clear on it? Because I want to make sure I'm understanding clarification.
You have your...
I have it up. I just want to make sure that it's being read out loud once, as it will be written in the actual ordinance.
Okay, so it will read, a private driveway provides access to one or more lots or parcels. That's what will be in there. Correct, John?
Well, that, or you could just strike changing the definition, which would leave us with the existing ordinance language.
What was the original existing language that was on here? So like, see the red line up here?
Yeah.
So what was any of this changed by the planning commission, or is every bit of this just changed from the attorney?
The stuff that's in the black underlined would be the original wording. Let me just make sure I've got...
And that one I handed you, it's what you typed out, it said, but I just want to make sure. You're good.
Well, isn't it on this one that we had, Jeff? Provides access to one or more lots or parcels?
That was the red that's striked through was what the planning commission gave to us. The red that is bolded and underlined is what the attorney gave to us, and what is black and striked out is what the planning commission changed. And so I just, as we go through that, was which one are we, the planning commission's proposal or the what was previously done before the planning commission proposed it?
And John's just looking through his paperwork.
Yeah, right. So the wording that we had in for the October hearing at Planning Commission was a private driveway provides access to one or more lots or parcels that is maintained by the landowners. It serves pursuant to a maintenance agreement, which became controversial, that runs with the land and is approved and enforceable by the town. A private driveway may be created only by the recording of an easement that is shown on the final subdivision plat. Private driveways are included in the area of any lot they cross for determination of lots. So I guess my point is we as a planning commission, we have been struggling with what a private driveway is and what the requirements are, especially where a private driveway crosses someone else's land to get to your land. My recommendation to the town council would be to strike from the housekeeping ordinance any change to the definition of a private driveway, which would leave us with what we passed in the ordinance of 2022-1. And we'll have to revisit it, but once we figure out the broader question of access to lots, rather than changing it a third time and then having to do it a fourth time.
Okay, so I want to make sure. So the wording that you just said is not actually what's on this document. I mean,
that was what was on the planning commission hearing.
Okay.
Way back when. And that's why I say I think we're really struggling and there's a great deal of confusion on this one item.
Yeah.
But wouldn't it be better to put it back to where it was on this document, since we've only got a year to work for, because it looks like it's, I mean, to me, and then you could define it further as you, you know.
Or you could just leave it as it is. Don't do any change.
With what the attorney put in?
No, leave it as what is in our codified ordinances right now, which is what we passed in ordinance 22-1.
And it is strictly just the definition of a private driveway, correct? That's all we're dealing with right there.
Yeah, so that would be my recommendation, is that we just strike.
Changing it at all.
The definition of private driveway, which would leave us with the existing ordinance language.
Okay, for the definition of a private driveway.
Yes.
We can put that in there. And then the other things we were going to change, I will, thanks, John. We'll do it. Well, we'll vote on that. Is that something that the council...
Can I ask a clarifying question? Because I don't have the original ordinance in front of me. Does that include... That doesn't... There's no change because the maintenance agreement was already in there, or it was not?
He's actually saying, so on none of the documents that we were given, does it actually state the old wording? So he's saying that even the Planning Commission said that they wanted to change wording, is what they said to the town council. And so he's saying to just say, we're not coming up with new wording, so it would actually be removed out of this. We're not going to make any changes to it. We're going to leave it as it was.
I understand that. What I'm asking, and maybe John, you know this, if you have the other ordinance, it does a private driveway definition as it is in our current ordinances include or not include the maintenance agreement?
John.
If you could have got the quote of five ordinance real quick.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to try to quote that from memory.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, that I didn't know if you knew, John. Thank you.
So you're thinking people have a clear driveways and stuff, and this guy takes care of his, but the other guy doesn't. And so you guys are worried that somebody has to take care of maintenance?
Yeah, if you got a private driveway that serves two lots, you've got to have a maintenance agreement on it.
Well,
and mainly, and then that's also because of fire, so that the roads are.
Well, you can do like others have done, and that is turn it over to the state. Is that driveway, now they're responsible to snow plow it and do everything else.
But I think it has to meet certain criteria before the state will accept it.
Wipe
it down.
Well, they didn't
have to. It's my memory that the current one as it stands did not include the maintenance agreement, and that was why it was started to get changed in the Planning Commission, was that they wanted to add that part. But I don't know. And other people in the Planning Commission are on. I know I saw Elena in the room, Tina's online, Colleen, maybe I think I saw you walk by, but I'm not sure if you're in there. And I don't know who else is on or not on from the Planning Commission, but anyone on the Planning Commission could
report
this as we're looking it up.
Sorry, looking it up now, and then I'll share the screen. Or am I sharing the screen?
It's got to be close.
You're sharing a screen. It's the line, the, yeah. No.
Okay.
There's a search for 152006.
Oh, 006.
008, huh?
I mean, here at the top it says Mayor of Minnesota. I don't know.
How? If I started on the town website, did I get to here? Good Lord.
Thank you.
What? Why? Why is that a thing? Okay, we're going to start over because somehow I was in Minnesota. Goodness.
Jessica, this is Peg.
Yep.
Hello?
I hear you. Yeah. Yes?
Sorry, I stepped away from my machine for a while. At the critical moment, it seems. I have the document that... from September 22nd that we would have submitted at that point to town council. So do you want me to share screen?
No, but only because he's saying that it's a doc, like it would never be included in what was sent to the town council. We're trying, he's saying to go back to the original. Like, why change it? You're going to change it again anyway. So he's saying to go back to the original
definition of
definition.
Yeah.
What was it? 152.006.
Mm-hmm. And so that's saying that there currently is a definition for driveway in that section. In the definition section. Is that where we're looking?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, this is 1006.
On 152.006.
The 116 is further down.
John.
Well, it looks like the only definition is in 153.190 that I can find in the search.
Hello?
We hear you. We see you. You can go ahead, Tina.
I think this, if we're going to go back to anything, we should go back to what we found to do. And at this point, instead of trying to reverse it all the way back to the 2022, it is very hard to find it in here, and I have only the what we submitted to the town.
Do you think I know that we
only
really
what I submitted to the town? That would be
I know everyone wants to get this through because there's so many things pending. But if we're so unsure of this, and it seems like there needs to be a little bit of homework done, is it worth having a little bit more discussion now on other items so it's a little bit cleaner and it's ready to go with this change in at the January meeting?
That sounds great.
I think it's really important that it's done well. And, you know, it seems like this particular section needs it, but we can keep going with the other sections and then have a pretty clean track change draft ready to go that is open and available to everybody for the January Town Council folks to vote.
And go back, but...
Yeah. What I'd like to say about the intention of the housekeeping ordinance all along has been to not make any policy changes, but to bring the town's ordinances language in accordance with what we're currently doing. This change of a lot line definition is really a policy change. And that's what's causing the confusion, because we as a planning commission are still groping with exactly what it should be. And I think Wynn's redlining of it really highlighted to us.
So you're talking about the private driveway.
Yeah, just take that. So my recommendation would be to make a motion to simply strike the definition of private driveway from the ordinance.
From
the housekeeping ordinance.
And leave it like it is in...
Our currently codified ordinances.
So then we don't need to do anything for it.
No, we just need to, you'll just need to take that out. So.
And then what about the maintenance agreement? Because that's not currently, or is it currently in the ordinance? And wasn't that an intention of this?
This sounds like what Elizabeth said. We should table this, make sure that we get the right information and vote on it next month, because we don't want to undo something to that.
Yeah. At this point, you're not undoing anything. You're simply leaving the status quo.
I just meant undoing the Planning Commission's work. Only if it originally, so if the Planning Commission's intent was to put in something about the maintenance agreements, then we don't want to undo that part.
I would say it's more important to get the ordinance passed, the other parts of the ordinance passed. I would really recommend it. We've been on this for 11 months, and it's dealing with a lot of contradictions. For example, we have everything we have done for years has been illegal, because although the state law was changed that we don't have to post in the newspapers, our ordinance says we have to. Let's get that out of there.
And these other
requirements that we've got that we aren't following. So it would not hurt to just leave. On the other hand, if you just pass it as is, I'm perfectly fine with that. I don't think it's going to do any harm.
And is that something maybe just to say, I mean, right, it seems like it kind of came up. We leave it as the Planning Commission wrote, and as it was presented to the town council, we do not accept the attorney's changes to it. And you take this part as the Planning Commission presented it.
Okay, let's do that. So we will, so then what it will read is a private driveway provides access to one or more lots or parcels. That's the part that will be put in, and the attorney's part will be taken out that's highlighted on your paper, and the other part put in. So
there's a, I mean, it continues going on there because you can see he crossed it off, but I see what you're saying. So
yeah, well, and I'm kind of going with this one.
Jessica, can you put that back on the screen, the tracked version that you had? Because yours had everything. The one that I clicked on from the website doesn't show the crossed out. Thanks.
There should be two. So there's.
I might have just clicked the wrong one, and I just thought you had it up. Sorry.
I just got worried only because Jen Box said the same thing that I uploaded, that it didn't upload. So okay, but yes, here's this one.
Check later. But...
And so.
And then, Judy, would you mind reading it again once while I was looking at it? I apologize, but I just want to make sure I know
what you're suggesting. Is that the one?
Well, I want to make sure, maybe, can I read it?
Yes.
Only because I don't know if you can see it on your paper. So, right, it says, provides access to one or more lots and parcels. Private driveways is maintained by the landowners pursuant to a... maintenance
agreement.
Yes, but does that flow right? Did I read that right? Yes, maintenance agreement, and then stops right there.
So it's exactly as the Planning Commission presented it to us on in October.
Yes, we will just use that exact wording. We'll take the attorney's edits out.
Thank you. That was what I wanted to know.
And so then, we'll change. So the one that you clicked on, Elizabeth, I had like accepted all these changes so that it was a clear line document that had all the changes. And for everyone on the council, you'll see. So the doc, I gave you both versions. So like a final draft and then the edit. So black underline or black cross out was the Planning Commission. Red line was the attorney. And then you'll see on the document, there was just like... four changes that the town council asked for last time, and it was it doesn't even start till page four, and it's what's in green.
Yeah,
and so that's what you guys have asked for, and that's in the document, which is in green.
And
so,
which one is that off the website to click on? Sorry,
I think it's the first. Sorry, I can't see. It starts with PC. It says like PC attorney and TC adjustments is named. That one,
when you click on it, for at least me, I don't know about anyone else, it doesn't have all of those. It just is clean. It's just the attorney or the, like, it doesn't show what was crossed out. It just was what was accepted. But yours that you're showing is great. So keep that up as we go through it.
I swear that's how I brought it.
So are you going through the red one then, Jess?
No, I'm not going to go through any of it, only because we already went, like, so... We're just going to accept the private driveway definition that was originally given to us. We will not be accepting the attorney's changes. And then the only other changes starting page four.
Yeah.
Which is this. It's a professional engineer. It said retained. It'll just change to hired. And then, anything in green. And the other ones were just blurred.
On the page five, that one's on the...
So five.
If you're all looking at the red one.
So right now, the only changes from what the Planning Commission submitted to us is we did not change anything on that first section, and then from retained to hired.
Yep.
So right now, that's the only change that we are discussing.
The only thing too is there's a couple points in the document they changed to town. And then in having that discussion, it made it unclear and they could hand it over to anyone a part of the town. And so putting the word clerk back into the document. So that was it. And you'll see, and it's what's on the green. So it's like what I have on the screen right now, the green that's right here. And it's in like four different spots.
Yep. And page six, there's two of them.
Yep. So there's
and then page seven, there's one. Green.
This
page eight, there's one.
11. Yeah, so there's 11. There's a few on there, but it's just changing that word. And it's what was
okay. So for clarification, there's two changes from what we got from the Planning Commission. It's changing anywhere that they took out clerks to add clerks again, and to change from the word an attorney that is retained to a return. An engineer that is retained to an engineer that is hired. So right now we're only considering those two changes, correct?
Okay, so two things. We got the three.
And the attorney's changes, because he did make other changes beforehand. So
which ones are those that we're going over?
Anything redlined is the attorney's.
Brand new.
But that was talked about before also. Yeah. And there's not that much. So it starts on page three. So you'll see these things right here.
Okay. I just want to read them.
I'll scroll up just a little bit so you can see. I don't know how far they like started.
That's what we went through.
Okay. We'll start here.
So anything that's red is the attorney on the one that you're sharing screen.
Uh-huh.
Main things that we looked at were the
higher. And are you adding town clerk back in that one or keeping clerk out?
On what page?
The one that's up there right at the top of A. I can't see what page you're on. The page number's not shown. The one at right at the top where you are A. You just passed it though.
No, I was just saying page number.
Page three.
Section A. I don't know what the above is, but it says A and it's before one, but it says.
That was not one that we got before because it's just a form being provided by the town.
Okay.
If you want to change it to clerk, you can. It just wasn't part of the discussion last time.
I just wanted to clarify if that was proposed or not.
By the town.
Yeah, it doesn't have to say clerk because it's just the town provides the form.
Then the hired on four, and then the clerks on the rest. Elizabeth still reading.
Okay, you can keep scrolling a little.
Elizabeth's reading that.
I'm good on page three. I've read all of that.
Okay. And I think, okay, wait, there was actually no more. That's kind of, I was scrolling up to find his edits and that was the first time I found it. There's no more below that. So then we're not taking his advisement on this paragraph. So then it'll be just a private street is the only other he changed right away to easement.
Wait, will you let me read that?
Yep.
John, you created a hell of a mess.
Actually, sorry, I'm reading it now, but.
Are we good or?
Yeah.
Yes. All right. So
right now, for clarification, we're proposing that we accept all the attorney's suggestions except for those under a private driveway. We are proposing that we change all but one or all, because where the clerk was taken out back to clerk, and then we're changing the word retained to hired when it refers to an engineer.
I can't verify to you that we are changing all that should have said clerk or not. It's just the few that were asked of in the last time. So I can't necessarily tell you that it's all. There's just certain points that they...
Can we scroll through it and just see them?
Yes, so starting on page 6. So there's these two on page 6. So this one and this one. Then on page
1 five. Under 1 and 1 under 4. Well, I just want to read it.
Oh, sorry. I didn't know you wanted to read. Sorry.
Okay, thank you.
And then page 7.
Okay.
Page 8, this right here.
Okay.
Here on page 10. And then 11, there's this one and this one. And there's one at the bottom. Okay, that's the last one.
Thank you.
Okay. So,
I make a motion that we pass the ordinance as prepared by the Planning Commission with the following changes: that we accept all the attorney's changes except for the driveway section. We change the word retained to hired in the referring to an engineer, and the marked changes clerk in the copy that was presented at the town council meeting tonight.
Gladys will second that.
All in favor, and I'm not repeating that whole thing. I think everybody here heard it, but with the changes the attorney made and with the changes that we advised in the last council meeting, that pretty well covers it all. Do I have, all in favor?
Gladys, yes.
Jim, yes.
Of passing the ordinance.
Passing this ordinance, the housekeeping ordinance?
Uh-huh. With the changes, yes.
With these changes in this, okay, yeah.
All right. Judy, yes.
Elizabeth, yes.
All right, the housekeeping ordinances have passed with those changes.
Can I ask you, Elizabeth, really fast? Does the computer that you're on have Word?
Yes, but if it's a different version than yours, then it comes up differently.
That's what I was wondering, because
I would post things as PDFs, because then it doesn't matter what type of files people have or programs they're using.
PDF didn't carry all the edits and then kept them in the different colors. That was my problem. So I was trying to keep all the colors and edits. But no, sorry, thank you, because I opened it up on my computer in the same
thing. Yeah, and was this posted earlier? Because I checked a couple times throughout the day and I couldn't find it. When was this posted?
I'm not, I mean, yes, today.
Yeah, I just if different people have different programs, it's hard to because they don't always transfer correctly.
Totally, and that's why I tried the PDF, but it didn't screen carry. Thank you for confirming. Yeah.
Just... And I'm also traveling, so it might be the monitor I'm on, but this is what I get.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Next on the agenda, is the vote for the All Users Access Pedestrian Path Grant. Now we're voting for this separate because if we don't want this grant, then it will be done right now. So we've heard a lot of comments. We've talked to multiple people in town. We have taken in consideration the community as a whole. That includes not only businesses, but also because this is an all-access path, it will consist of taking and considering children's safety and the safety of the town. It will be an all-access path for everyone. So the taking it down to the 6 feet isn't going to work. We have been presented this path as this grant for an all-access path. We need to vote on whether we want to accept the money for this grant, and then we can decide which way we want to go with the pathway. So the first thing on the agenda tonight is, does the council want to go on and accept the money that has been given to us through this grant for the transfer to, what was the original name of that? For the committee that meets.
Joint committee.
That's what I don't know.
Joint Highway Committee.
Joint Highway Committee. Yeah, they presented the grant. So I make a motion. Well, I entertain a motion to accept this grant. We'll have a second and then we'll discuss whether we want to.
Okay, so my question is
wait, just a second. Or make a motion.
Oh, well,
motion on the table.
Okay. Because nobody's made it. Okay, so if I make the motion, then we will discuss it.
Then we'll second it, and then we will discuss whether we want to accept this grant.
But we discuss it before we second it, right?
No, we second it. Then
we discuss it before we vote on it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's what I'm just saying.
I know that one's always been a
Okay, I'll make a motion that we accept the grant.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor? Oh, first now
we have a discussion.
I will discuss. That's why it's all so hard for me too. All right. So I would like the council to weigh in on accepting the grant money.
You want to start with me?
Yes.
Okay. Make my little speech. Okay, first of all, I want you to know I want the committee to sign the petition. No, I didn't disregard it. I went through the names. I think the town spent a lot of time and finances on answering the questions to the best of our ability. In taking this into consideration, I took in everybody's view, and what the path originally was for ADA accessible. Let me make sure I got everything said I wanted to. I definitely don't think if the businesses do not want it down by them, that's fine, we don't do it down by them. I think there's alternatives we can look at, find the committee, but we need to say, yes, we're going to accept it, then get some kind of a plan in by the January meeting so then it can be extended to the Joint Highway Committee. If we don't meet the criteria, then they can say no with whatever the plan is.
Okay. Correct. Yeah.
That's just my opinion.
Jim?
I don't have anything to say about it. I've already said everything I have, so
Okay. Conrad?
They don't want to hear what I got to say. No, I agree with Gladys that everything, even though you vote on it, it can still be, you know, pushed aside and not be there. So there's every opportunity of, what, three different ways that this project can go in, or it won't go in at all. So that's how I'm looking.
Okay. Elizabeth.
I'll start saying I'm confused why voting on either to accept it or not comes first and not proposed plans or the committee that comes is next. So that right there. But as far at this moment, I don't support accepting the UDOT grant as it was presented in the application. I think the PATH has the potential to be an incredible opportunity for our community. Moving forward, the town council has a chance to work together as a community, demonstrating leadership by supporting community input and collaboration. Committees and community input would exemplify the better together as described in Gladys's 4th of July keynote. At this time, I don't think that we've adequately done our due diligence considering a few things. The proposed costs of annual long-term maintenance and proposed costs of liability. And if no liability increase would be incurred, then we need to have that in writing from our provider. We need to determine if the proposed reoccurring costs and initial investment from the town, and if this plan takes priority over other potential projects using road funds. We still need the documentation of an agreement between UDOT and the town to allow the use of and determine existing path if we go up and use that. If it stays within the park, then that's would be mute. But the grant requires that easement documentation. It states it in it. And initially in a town council meeting, it was stated that a landscaping agreement was necessary, which led to the proposal and approval of our resolution number 2023-01 in February of 2023. And then in July, Jeff Bunker, the UDOT Region 4 permit engineer, said the existence of a trail would be created and described in a cooperation agreement. And so just that name changed. But as of July 20th, 2023, we still didn't have a record of that. I said this last meeting too, but I believe a written recommendation is needed from the Boulder Town Attorney or another legal advisor to determine if a vote can be held after a public requested an investigation, whether the application was fraudulent. This is regarding the commitment to provide matching funds as stated in the application before it was decided upon by the town council with a vote. And so for those things, I don't think we've yet determined. And so if we're voting on accepting it as is, I would say no.
Okay. Well, first of all, I want you to know in the one meeting, I want to get this out there first. When I was told that we didn't consider the petition, that is wrong. My exact words are, you can look it up, it's a minute and 10 seconds. We are taking into consideration the signed petition. However, I am really concerned about its reliability. And I'll tell you why. And I specify that. So I did not say that I would dismiss this. Where I stand on this grant, I think it's a great opportunity. And I think we have to take in the total community. We really don't have a whole lot of things for children to do. I mean, we have activities and stuff that we put together. And I think that's absolutely awesome. But to me, this grant serves three purposes. If we change it from taking the cement down around the corrals and we put it up into the pavilion and down to the restrooms, it gives access to everybody, including the disabled or people who have any kind of a handicap. It's easier for them to get to that area. The path going on the inside of the fence down through the park can give access to everybody going down there, and also kids. And I know it's been brought up that they don't want kids on sidewalks, that it can be bad, but kids need a place to ride their bike. And out on Highway 12 is not the place to be riding the bike. And a lot of kids have ridden their bikes out there. So for the safety reason, I think it's a great idea to bring it in. Also, we live in a place that we can hike and walk anywhere, those of us that are able to do that. But we do have some people in our community, and people do get old. I'm sorry, it's going to happen. I'm there. My only inability, I do get, my balance has been off periodically, but I could still do anything that I wanted to. But there are some people in town that don't, and I think we need to take that in. And even if we don't have a whole lot of people right now, it's going to be, we will have some down the road. And this is something that's going to last the community for a long time. Yes, I think there'll be some obstacles down the road. And but if we do our due diligence and do our part, we can make them. I mean, as far as maintenance, sidewalk maintenance, and people bring up all other sidewalks, even in front of here. But I wasn't around when this came in, and I would like to ask somebody, because I didn't look this up, and I was going to, how long has that sidewalk been in front?
As a building thing.
And how long is that? About
8 to 10.
At least 8 to 10. And I know there's someone, I can't remember what they call that one.
And the truth matter, it was not that great of a sidewalk. No.
Is that right? Well, and you know, I hang on a minute, Conrad. I get to finish mine according to Robert Church. So, and the other thing is the drainage down in front of the businesses. We have reiterated time and time again, we're not taking the parking in front of there. There could be some small delay, but we will do our best to make sure that these businesses are not impacted by this. But we won't know any of this until they appoint a, what are they called?
Project manager.
Yeah, when they appoint the project manager, I keep thinking engineer. So there are some unknowns on this, but as far as a pathway for a community, and we did nothing legal, Jim and I, and our attorney has reiterated that. So I don't have to worry about that. We did it in good faith. Yeah, the grant came up. It was an opportunity. We made sure that we were not committed to that money at that time, that we could get public input and figure things out. So we did that also. We spent all the time trying to answer questions. We're not going to please everybody, but I stand on this. To me, this path will really be a service to the community. And that's where my vote is. I just think it's a good thing. And the water, you know, we didn't get the other grant that would help go up the Bird Trail to contain the water, any water problems up on the corner, but this will help in one certain area. And I personally think it's a good thing. And why we're voting on the grant to begin with is because if we don't want the grant, if we say no, why mess around with it? If we do want the grant, then we have 3 proposals out there. We do not have time to put a committee together. We put it on the agenda because we thought if there was and we had that time, we could do it. But in the scope of this grant and with the money that we have, and as far as the Sea Road money goes, we're in good shape with our Sea Road money. We haven't used it for a long time because of COVID, and now we're able to do things. And we have a good chunk coming in January, according to David Dodds, a good chunk of road C money. So I don't see where we can't do the things that we need to do in town. As far as Lower Boulder goes, that is going to be a big project. There is so much to that. It's not just go put a road in down to Lower Boulder, because that's private property. And there is a lot to deal with down there. And that's going to take a good size grant to do that. We can maintain it and do the best we can till we get that. But grants are out there. We'll try to go that route to get another grant. Who's ever in charge of roads, you know, can look up these things. As far as putting pathways down to the school, We could get another safety school grant. That's another grant we could look at. But this particular grant addresses the pathway that it was put in for. And after all the questions have been answered, I still think it's a good idea. That is where, for the whole community, not just for, this takes in kids, this takes in older people, this takes in anybody that wants to walk on that path. And I think it's a good thing. So I am going to entertain a motion as to whether we want to take this grant.
Okay.
Can
so
I
say
one more thing?
Okay. So we're only voting on taking the grant money now. Then we'll decide where we want.
Okay.
The motion has already been made.
So we're sure to accept the grant money. We're not saying that we're taking it in the form. Just accepting the grant money.
Elizabeth, what
do you have, Elizabeth?
I guess that's the part that's confusing to me, is that I feel like that we would vote on a plan rather than a concept. So that's where I'm confused. I also, and if it goes into the next step, maybe I'm jumping ahead, but as we're looking into, I want to go back. One, I want to say thank you for clarifying that you spoke with the attorney in more detail of what you got from that. Cause that's what I just wanted to make sure we did our due diligence on that. Also, I want to say that I think it's a great concept, right, to have something that is for the community, for everyone and all that. And so I don't want to say that. I just want to make sure that we as a town council are doing our due diligence and that we are preparing both ourselves and the future town councils and the town that this is in everyone's best interest. And with that kind of leads into like using Boulder's previous grant from UDOT, the last grant we got, can serve as a valuable example for this and future projects. Jones and DeMille had proposed the speed bumps for the Safe Routes to School grant, and council members and administrative staff have reported that Dave Dodds, the Garfield County Public Works Director, and other experts would not have approved the bumps if they had been consulted. And so according to them, divots would have been more suitable solutions based on Boulder's specific needs for road maintenance as well as snow removal. And I just feel like this highlights the importance of consulting with multiple experts in a field before making decisions that could impact the project's success, because we all want this to be a successful project.
Well, the county knows we're doing it because they're giving us money to help us do it.
Yes, the county. And that's another thing. The commissioners, the county has donated $10,000 toward this.
And told us to come back.
And told us to come back if we didn't get any more money and we needed some more money. They told us to come back. So
right now the vote on the table for clarification is just are we continuing to have the discussion to decide, do we accept it exactly as it is or to modify it, correct?
Oh, this is just to accept the grant money.
Just to accept the grant money. And then we will
vote. The next one's the discussion.
One is the discussion on the path. This is to accept the money. Because if the council doesn't want to accept the grant money, there's no sense in going forward.
And then once we decide if we accept it, it's then how do we use the grant as is accepted? Do we keep it or make modifications?
Okay. So once we accept the grant money, then the next line item on the agenda is to determine which one of the A, B, or C that we're going to accept right now. We really can't do any more. We had both Jess and I have talked to Chris Potter. And for this,
I want to make sure you should wait just because it's his own item. So stick to this.
All right. Well, let's vote on this. That's right.
Can I ask one more question? So it in the wording of the grant, haven't we already accepted the grant? Because as soon as the grant money was already accepted according to the application, and it was approved. And then it just said that we go into contract in October of next year, correct?
We can't reject it. We can reject that money.
It wasn't accepted, it was awarded.
Yeah, it was awarded to us.
It has never been accepted by this council.
And we have to, so if we accept this, then we determine which pathway we want to go with. So The vote is on the table. Do we or do we not want to accept the grant money that has been awarded to us?
Yeah, I already made the motion. It's still on there.
Jim, yes.
Okay. Judy, yes.
What have you said?
Oh, Gladys, yes.
All right, I'll go yes.
Elizabeth?
No.
Okay. We have three yeses. And
four
yeses and one no. All right. So the grant money, huh? The grant money has been accepted. Now we have to determine which way. Do we want to cut out the end? We have the three maps up, Jess. Do you want to put those up? And one of them is
so now this is the discussion and possible vote on all user access pedestrian pathway committee.
No, it's not on the committee.
It is, but that's what's written on
the that's what's on the agenda. It was up until yesterday, it did say between paths that were presented last one, but then it switched to voting on a committee.
He just was reading off her previous one.
Yeah, I read off the wrong one, sorry. All right, and so why we put this discussion and possible vote on here for a committee. It was
put asked a vote on the table and then do a discussion or no?
Hang on just a minute.
Sorry.
So it was requested that this be put on the agenda for a pedestrian pathway committee. Since then, we have talked to Chris Potter, both Jessica and I, and Jessica spoke with him more in detail than I did. Jessica, would you like to reiterate what he told you?
Yeah. Okay, so when we had Chris Potter in the meeting in July, he went over kind of the details of if we made changes, we would be able to take it to the joint committee and ask them if we could make the changes with the grant, or they could always deny any of the changes that we took to the committee. And so it was a phone call to Chris Potter to just kind of verify the dates of the Joint Highway Committee, when they'd be meeting. And then knowing that if we did decide to make changes, when we needed to put that in. And so small changes, and this is kind of a hard part because there isn't like a, this is a small change, this is a big change. Smaller changes that align with the original project, but don't change it too immensely in either way with cost or with plans, can be presented to the joint committee in February or September, and we can ask for those changes. If it is something extensive, so if we're changing the width of it, if we're changing the length of it, and this means making it bigger or smaller. So when we actually talk about not taking it down in front of the businesses, It is a big change. It takes the project almost down in half. And so when talking to him about that, even though it'd be less money, it's still a totally different project. And so we don't have, so that application has to be turned in by January 12th, 2024. That will also make it so that we are making such substantial changes that we're asking for a different grant in a way. So we're asking for an extension so then they can also push back the start date and kind of move from there. It's not just, hey, we're gonna make these changes, but then your project still gets to start in October 2024, saying that the project manager gets put in then. And so small changes are something that we have the ability to do, but any kind of large changes would have to go in January 12th, 2024. And so with that timeline and really getting that clarification from Chris Potter is where the conversation happened, that
small changes are something that the council, the town, they can ask a committee to come together and have that discussion, but it would have to be very small changes that go in accordance to the original plan. Any kind of big changes, we don't have that ability to be able to reapply. And so it would be basically saying no to the grant and then trying over again. And so that's kind of where we're at with that.
Yeah, and also our this plan for the pathway is the pathway that's already there. And that's what we have to keep in mind. This pathway is already there.
Hey, and consequently, can't hear Judy. Sorry to interrupt you, Judy. I just couldn't hear you, and I want to hear you.
Let me put this closer too. I'm sorry. So,
no, it was whoever was the background talking, it's not your volume.
So the idea being that our pathway is already in, and this is an upgrade for all users. And anything extra, anything going up by the library or up by the town hall or in the library or going down to the school, that's going to have to go through the planning commission. This is a already trail that we are upgrading. And so that's why we have to stick within these perimeters. And in talking to Chris, there's a good chance that making it extra a lot smaller will be a big deal. That's why we can't narrow the sideway. And besides that, it's an all users path. We were talking about that too. So what we have to decide is which pathway we want to go with, whether we want it to, well, we got to stick with the committee, but that's why we couldn't. That's why we put that on here, because we weren't 100% sure. And if we could, if it made sense to put a committee together and have the time, we were going to do that. But after talking to Chris Potter in the original plan and that with this grant, it is not possible right now. So it's really not a vote to put it in right now because it really isn't feasible. But I wanted to address why we did put it in there to begin with. So if there was a chance and it was feasible with this pathway, that we would do that. But and Keith Watts gave some ideas about what he thought might be feasible, but that's going to have to go to the planning commission, and it doesn't stick with the regular pathway. So that's what we're with, the regular pathway that's there and the upgrade to it. So we have three possible plans to do that. And I don't think we have to vote not to have a committee because it's just not feasible right now. And the idea was if we could put the committee in, then we were going to put a resolution. We were going to put a resolution in. But as of right now, we just don't have the time, and we have to stick with the original plan. So we have three plans up there, and that's the next on the agenda.
It's not. We took it off the agenda, and so that's the conversation that we will have later. No, because we put the committee in. I mean, that was it was with good intention of seeing about moving forward with the committee and then having the conversation with Chris Potter.
That's right.
So it was on the agenda as it is with the good intention of going forward with a committee to have those changes until we heard from Chris Potter that it has to be in by January 12th. And with that, it means it has to be re-engineered as well. So it's not just like coming up with a new plan, it's engineers. And so we do not have the time of having the engineers go over it again, get it drafted and submitted by the 12th is where we're at with that. And so it was on the agenda with the intent to be able to have a discussion about it until we learn that from Chris Potter.
So you just said, so the only one that's been engineered is the original application, correct?
Correct.
Oh, so, okay, so what choices did we have?
So the choices that we have are small things. And so that's like when we talked to Chris Potter, taking the section out from the Burr Trail Road
down to the government.
That was presented last meeting, correct?
Taking that out and then putting it up and around the pavilion. Because right, it went. Oh, thank you. Original, it just said to go right to the pavilion. And so saying that it goes down to the bathrooms and then over to the wooden bridge and then up the two entrances was the question. And so we asked Chris Potter that, and he said that he felt that that was something that is small enough of a change because we're taking that portion off and then putting it up at the top, that it was not a big enough change, that that was something that we could just present and say, can we move forward with making these changes? And so there are very small changes. And so that's what, I mean, we asked Chris Potter about not putting it in front of the businesses or stopping at the fire hydrant, extending it to the school. And those just change the scope of the project so much. And they're all things like going up to the Anasazi and going over are things that can happen later with this to tie into it, but it can't happen during this specific project with this grant. So just very small changes that are going in. So like if for some reason we wanted to add curb and gutter more or take the curb and gutter out, those are like in some spots, not the whole thing, because that's a big part of the project as well, to make sure for the drainage, but just very small things as we move forward with it.
Okay, so basically we're thinking that only the change we can come up with is not going the government corral, but instead taking that and putting it up here by the pavilion.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't know 100%. We still have to present that in January.
Okay, but do we still have, okay.
No, it has to be turned in by January, and then they meet in February.
Yeah, it has to be turned in.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hold on. Only for big changes. Small changes, we have the opportunity to also do in the fall. And so that's what we're talking about. So the committee can still stand, and it's something that can still be talked about. It's just hard because with the committee, it doesn't open up like a great deal. Like we've done the research. We really have seen what we have the ability to do and what we don't. And so then what does the committee bring within that scope? Because the changes are so small. So it's still something that the committee can go in, but like we can't change the width of it. We can't change the length of it to a grand scheme of you know, of stopping it at the end of the fence line down at the end. So it's still something that a committee can be put in for, just knowing that it's very small changes. And so it's still something that can happen just within that scope. It has to be very small changes. So, and small, it's so hard to say because I'm not the one who makes it. Even Chris Potter's like, I'm not the person. I could tell you it's going to be small than you. And they're like, that's a little too big of a change. So it's just really moving forward and you know, knowing that most of it is as it's been. And he felt good about, you know, this was put in as an ADA accessible path. And so then saying that we want to extend the ADA up and around the pavilion to make sure that it is completely ADA accessible. And by taking out that part, he felt really good about that part for that reason. You know, we just want to finish out. It's not that much extra and we're taking the portion from down below. So like the money should be very close and the amount that's spent, so.
Yeah, we have to stay in the scope of the money and have, you know, big changes. But... Mm-hmm.
Can I ask you a couple of questions?
This is planning.
Go ahead.
Was the last
question?
Yeah. So, in the plan with Plan A right now, because that was the one that is off the application. So, has the like curb and gutter and all that been engineered, or just the application itself was completed by an engineer?
The whole scope. I mean, the curb and gutter was in the original plan that was submitted to the Joint Highway Committee.
Okay.
That was presented.
Okay, thank you. And then as far as just kind of going back, because the top, you know, the agenda item is the committee, I just want to take an opportunity, and for those that are currently on the town council, that, and especially that are remaining, and hopefully for those that are coming in January, you know, to look at the scope of this, you know, and that we're now realizing that a committee could be really useful, but we don't have enough turnaround, and for us to think about that in the future, because in the August 3rd regular meeting, we did propose a committee and a resolution, knowing the January 12th deadline, which is why everything from them was due at this meeting for them to present to us to make that decision. And so just for us to think about that in the future, that the use of committees in this community would allow a lot of community input, as well as getting people with different perspectives and different needs and objectives in the mix. So then they're presenting that and doing that due diligence for the town council, so then the town council can make an informed decision. And so I think it's pretty amazing that we've come to see that a committee, how beneficial it could be if there was a different time frame on the table.
Okay. Well,
what's B?
B is taking it down through the park and then stopping. But as we figured out with Chris Potter, that is not something that's asking for a different project at the end of the day. And so stopping it at the end of the.
Is that where the gate is?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes. Yep. The gate. Yeah. Makes it a project that is would have to be resubmitted by January 12th because the scope is so different of a project.
So it'd basically be like reapplying for a grant, correct?
Yeah, yep. All the way over.
Yeah, so you'd have to go through the process so they can deny it.
You're not spending enough money.
What?
It's not costing enough money for them to go do it.
I mean, just then they can allocate those funds somewhere else. So you have to go and officially say, like, we're going to change the scope, and then it releases some of the funds. I mean, yeah. And so it's applying for, so it's not that they wouldn't say yes to it. They definitely could, but they also definitely could say no to it. Yeah. And then, so just, yeah, totally different project.
Yeah, they could put us on the back burner then and say, well.
Or they couldn't have any money at all.
Yeah, exactly. So what was C?
C is taking it down to the fire hydrant. So you came out of the gate at the park and then went down. So it ran right close to the businesses, like right at the edge of the lodge property, basically. And so the same thing as well, doing that takes out the whole curb and gutter plan, which was in the original submission or the original application. And so then the same thing, stopping right there makes it a whole different plan because the curb and gutter was in the original application.
And that whole entire drainage area from right where the blue dot is comes all the way down, so all of Highway 12 actually drains coming in and wipes out all the way in front of the lodge and wipes out the driveway of the Bird Trail Grill and puts it all down on top of the Bird Trail.
That's really a good, to me, the driveways are a perk for them.
Okay, so let me ask that, Jimmy, on this plan A, where it has the curb and gutter, where's all that extra water comes down there? Where's the plan for it to go?
It goes right there by the stop sign on Highway 12 on the Bird Trail. There's an actual catch basin right there with the culvert that goes across Highway 12 and towards Kellyanne Vaughn's place and drops it on that side.
Okay. Of the road.
Yeah, the culvert's already. There. Yeah, but it's right. Like if you're at the Bird Trail and you want to turn onto Highway 12, there's a sign that goes this
That's
way.
That's why the
culvert is right underneath that. It goes into the field.
Where the Bird Trail is actually sloughing off right there. It's because of the culvert.
Yeah.
Right there. So that's part of the whole thing is this is we'll go back in. It's good to go back in and actually redo that with catch basin and actually build a wall right there so the lower Boulder Road with their the Bird Trail would sloughing off into it.
And that's the culvert that was filled in that the last construction project that prior to there was no drainage problems, but after that when they redid that corner, the culvert was filled in accidentally. Am I correct in that understanding?
Yes, and that culvert's not even that easy to clean out because you have the fiber optic there now. You have three water lines right there and like five telephone lines right in front of the culvert.
And that was, I just want to make sure. So she's talking about that culvert is in the very front part of the driveway of the, like right by the Bird Trail.
Bird Trail Grill, yeah.
Yeah. The driveway coming in right now.
Yeah. So that's so there's two culverts. One of them has been blocked since the since the road got put in. And then the second culvert still is open today and exists, and it's what goes under. Just so there's two. Okay.
So the topic was a committee, and it's being advised to not even vote on it because there's not enough time to create a committee, correct?
Who was the committee before?
There wasn't a committee before. This was saying that if you wanted to put the committee in, you're not from the, like, So that's who we had to go and get the money from.
Yeah.
And then we're talking about, like, you would create with, like, a couple of the business owners, town people, to have them say what they wanted.
Because she said this was talked about in August, and we didn't get it done. So now we're sitting here.
But you guys still, we're still within the main plan. That's the problem. There's only so much that we can do with this because of the grant. And because of the regular pathway that's there now, that's what this is all about, the upgrade with that, the new.
What I'm hearing, correct me if I'm incorrect, is even though we've got two other things, A is by far the preferred from the committee that has come to us.
We don't know because... what committee? Actually, sorry.
The joint committee?
The joint committee. No, the joint talked to them. We just talked to the UDOT of, what is Chris Potter's title? He's like the financial director.
But when you're talking money, it was, well, if we go here, then this changes this plan from this to this. If we only go to the fire hydrant, then they're PO'd because we didn't go from this to this.
Correct. We're kind of in between. So there's the advice from Chris Potter because he is the financial director of something, of these projects. So he kind of knows how they go. The committee itself changes, actually every committee, I think. It's not even every year. Every committee changes with different people that they put on it. So he doesn't know how they'll vote at the end of the day, but he has been in that position for years. So he knows how to advise on moving forward with them. So we did not ask we have to go ask the joint committee if we're allowed to change it or not. That's just on the advice of... Yeah. Chris Potter, that he thinks we can.
Yeah, it's just okay.
And this is something too that it doesn't have to be voted on tonight, but it doesn't have, like,
okay, not on the agenda.
So those are the three plans that we have to put in motion, and
but not tonight because they're not on the agenda.
No, that's right. We'll have to address it. Jeff, did you talk to Johnson DeMille?
Mm-hmm. I did. I talked to him.
And what did he say about
that? Same thing. He they felt that they can have it ready with the small changes. He thinks actually next week. So he'll have it ready for us to be able to present. And then if we are interested on bigger scope plans and wanted to move forward with a bigger project, it would take more time, and it's not something they would have the time to do because it meant them like coming out, resurveying, and doing things. So.
But if we had we went with Plan A,
mm-hmm.
then they would be able to do it and have it ready for us to present in January.
Yeah.
If we vote on it. And... Okay.
Have them present with him, like I said, so we will have the L curve or the Melanized
World curve. They will.
That will go in a little bit later with the project manager.
Yeah, you just ask for the design of what is preferred.
All right, let's move on. We need to assign Jessica the title of town clerk, planning commission clerk, and board of adjustment clerk. And John Grant brought that up, which... Why none of us thought of it? I don't know. Because it seems like such a simple solution to add those titles to, to the clerk, and we won't have to change the ordinance that way.
Yeah, this gives a good, instead of just like changing ordinances, and I mean, deputy clerk is such a new position. Hopefully it works out the way that we think it is. So instead of just changing ordinances and then realizing later that it might not work, this way we give this, the time that is needed to not have to change all these. Give the title, and then we can go from there, 6 months or however long.
All right.
So do you need a
motion?
Mm-hmm. That we assign the town clerk, also the title of planning commission clerk and board of adjustments clerk.
I'll second.
All right. It has been moved Do we need to discuss this? Do you guys want to discuss this at all? Elizabeth, do you have anything? Signing that? Okay.
I'm so excited.
All right. So it has been moved and seconded that we change Jessica's, or include in Jessica's title, the town clerk, planning commission clerk, and board of adjustments clerk. Yeah. All in favor of that motion?
Gladys, yes.
Jim, yes.
Conrad, yes.
Judy, yes.
Elizabeth, yes.
All right, motion carries.
In the title of Greek God.
I'm only okay taking these on because you guys put in an awesome deputy clerk that I know.
Yeah,
we'll be able to get some stuff done. Yeah. So I appreciate that.
It's going to be nice. Thank you. Thank you. All right. So next on the agenda is the approval for the November checks issued.
Oh, yes, Elizabeth, sorry.
I think it's helpful. Oh, thanks.
Here, look a little bit all like, I'll show it to you. Like,
I'm just I'll just, I just will take myself out of this one.
So sorry.
That Jones and DeMille survey was, wasn't that Andy's road?
No, what it's for 100 and, more.
Oh, 100.
Oh, is that?
Okay. It's not Andy's Road.
I got it. And
it's the end of it.
At the end of it.
Yes, it is not Andy's. The town owns it and it is 100.
100.
The town did not pay for Andy's Road. The town paid for its own road, which is 100.
I stand just for
that clarification. Not Andy's Road.
North. We got her.
When Andy moves, it will still be 100 north. Not Andy's Road. Not Rice Road.
Okay. Not Rice Road. Hey, we got to have a new sign. Maybe that's what we
did. That it will say 100
north.
Under Rice.
Okay. Very good. Fair enough. All we got in the car, Garfield County chip still.
And oh, building inspector services. That's what's at the top. So,
what was that for?
Saying that Jared okay. helps us inspect.
Do
it's like the services that we pay into that.
All right.
And basically, that comes out of the building being right.
Yeah.
When they pay for it. Yeah. I'll make a motion to approve the checks issued for November 2023.
I'll second.
All right, all in, everyone, any discussion? Okay. All in favor of approving the checks issued for November 2023?
Gladys, yes.
Jim, yes.
Conrad, yes.
Judy, yes. Oh, you're not voting, right? You didn't see him. Okay. Motion carries.
He's voting with us.
4-0. All right, up and coming business for January.
Can I bring one up?
So the only thing that I see for my part is to make sure that we put on the ordinance and we'll vote on that.
Yeah, so I have vote on the average lot size requirements, but in the new council, conflict of issues. Disclosure form signing, schedule of meetings for the year.
There's also a training that has to happen in every January in the meeting when you get new. I mean, everyone has to have it.
We'll have to
okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. And then can I add one more? I know I won't be on it, but
still ahead.
For you all. At the October regular meeting, Judith Guile presented the OnSolve One Call Now contract on behalf of the Boulder Wildfire Council. The town council decided to put it on the November agenda, and then in November meeting, it was postponed to December. And then later, it was communicated to Judith that there was already a full overcrowded agenda, and so it was postponed. So I think that it's vital for the town council to use the research and proposals provided by community groups
determining the need and fit and coming to a decision. And so I think that it should be on the agenda and that everyone should get all the information in ahead. Because I think even she just wanted to say, yes, you'll continue looking at it. No, we don't want it, but something.
No, we told her we were going to, that we just needed more information on it. We just could send her a message. Okay. And we have full intention of doing that. So it's just been a really, really good one. First of all, anything else? Do you guys have anything else?
And do we approve the, they said they were going to have some more on the park committee. Do we approve them? When the park committee says we want so and so on the park committee, is that something you do, or they just do it?
Yeah.
Okay.
They do their own people.
Oh, when Sam was talking about it, yeah. I get it. Okay.
Yeah, he said that was a blind pick or whatever he called it.
Yeah. Blind. Anything else on the agenda other than that?
It goes for the new council members.
Yeah, yeah, have that.
I don't remember to do that.
Okay, wait. Yes, sure. Yes. Elizabeth, when you said the training, it's a training that we do in the meeting, or I just present it in the meeting?
No, it's done in the meeting. Both Judy and Peg would do it to each. Like, it'll have to be in the Planning Commission one and the Town Council. I also believe that's the annual meeting that the Board of Adjustment, but I don't know anything about that. Peg would be able to answer it. And mm-hmm. I know that Judy Davis always did it exactly the same. Then it kind of shifted a little bit, and Peg does it did it differently for different, and I actually think Peg did ours last January, but I don't really remember because I've now sat in them so many times between the two.
And yes, I did.
Yeah, Peg, you did do ours. So you can get all that information directly from Peg if that's okay, or pull it up from previous. But it is a requirement that it happens. And then in addition, the town council members, and I'm pretty sure Planning Commission, also have to take a training once annually and then submit that we all did it, and that's on that. So there are two different things that are happening, but that all happens at the beginning. And with the new, you want to make sure at the very beginning of the meeting, before anything else, that you swear in the new members so they can participate in the meeting.
Perfect, thank you.
You're welcome. Jessica, can I add?
Yep.
On agenda, I don't know if I missed it or not, but yes, you will have to appoint the new Planning Commission and also a Board of Adjustment member. Did you have that down on your agenda?
Not the Board of Adjustments one.
Oh.
Sorry, thank you, Pat. I did have the Planning Commission. Okay.
And the open meetings training, there is an online thing that everyone, all the boards are required to take it. Okay. It's online but it needs to be presented. I mean, I think it's part of state code that it needs to be presented at the first meeting of the year of all the three bodies. So it can be, it's kind of, there is an online that video that they developed through the auditor site, but it still has gone through in public. It's not just left to your own devices for the open meetings part of that training.
Perfect. I remember that.
And then we have to also vote in the date and the time for our meetings. Okay. And we were thinking about, just because our meetings have gone so long, we'll tell the new council to starting it. We might, if you want to start it thick, we could do that. If not, we can leave it the way it is. You know, it's just a thought.
Well, great. We always have to start at 7.
All right, now is that it?
Now you can change it. We asked.
So I want to thank every single town council member, and those that are leaving have done an amazing job. And I just want to thank you very, very much, because being that we're all volunteers, it's a tough, tough job, and I really appreciate it. And you, Peg. Amazing. You and Judy Davis, after watching what Jessica goes through, it's just absolutely amazing. So thank you to everyone. We really appreciate it. And we'll be welcoming the new council members. Two of them sitting over there. So
I can't get here quick enough.
All right. this meeting is adjourned.
Thank you. Bye, Elizabeth. You're muted. You're muted.
Question, Mayor.
Jessica, before you go, I just have a quick thing for you. I thought about it. If you print the tracked notes in the colors you want, and then scan it, you can then put it as a PDF if it doesn't. But I can also try to help you, because I know when I have to do that, you have to export it with all of them as a PDF, but not all programs do it. It depends on what version you have.
Scanning it
is always an option. Just, I don't want to forget, and I'm thinking of it tonight. So
that is how I opened it for you to see on here was off the website. So I'm like, what do you want? Then I opened